Sound on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number two, discount tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Everybody ready?
There, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program. I am Mando Richard, and I've got a couple of hours of great music that I know you will enjoy. In a few minutes, Woody Snyder will join us, as he often does, but we'll start off on the liquored up side of the family. We'll close down the gospel side of the family, and we'll have lots of great music in between. Let's get started off with the Lost Bayou Ramblers singing Rye Whiskey.
Rye Je m'en mon cheval et je m'en dévore. Et quelque chose que je joins des vêtements dans le caillou que je vois.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Rollin Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
Drink a toast in heaven from your gold throne in the sky at a bar. With a firmament about you and the waters up above, drink a toast in heaven and let it fall on the ones you love. Drink a toast in heaven and let it fall on the ones. If I told you a story, it would be about the one who will ride upon a donkey into the world to come. But their ears are full of thunder, and their eyes are full of tears. Their ship is going under and drowning in the years. So when your body's sleeping and your soul is roving free, drink a toast in heaven and look down on with a firmament about you and the waters up above. Drink a toast in heaven and let it fall on the ones you love. Drink a toast in heaven and let it fall. Thank you.
wife died on Friday night, and Saturday she was buried. Sunday was my courting day, and Monday I got married. Won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, way down the old plank road. Won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more.
While you listen to mandolinist Jeff Getz lead the John and Wendy Mackin Band in the Black Bottom Strut from a new EP we just put out called The Final Show, let me tell you about our liquored up set of music. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from the Lost Bayou Ramblers, and they did Rye Whiskey, and I played that from a compilation that came out in 2007 called Alain Bois Un Coupe, a collection of Cajun and Creole drinking songs. Then we heard from an all-women band, Skirt and Boots, and they did that old traditional song, Little Glass of Wine. Then you heard a PSA, and then you heard Turner Cody, Soldiers of Love, Turner Cody and his band, The Soldiers of Love, doing Drink a Toast in Heaven from their 2021 record, Friends in High Places. Then we went back a while, I think, to about 2010 for the Albemarle Ramblers doing Way Down the Old Plank Road from their release, Gentlemen from Virginia. Let's see what Woody Snyder has to say for himself.
Hello there, Woody Snyder. How the heck are you?
Well, hi there, Amanda Richards. I'm doing quite well. I feel like I have some songs that you will enjoy. Really good songs, I think.
Well, you've got songs picked out from one of your favorite guitarists, one of my favorite and your favorite country crooners, from one of our favorite, I guess, folk duos, and a couple of great bluegrass numbers. I think this is going to be a great set. You're starting us off today with Tommy Emmanuel.
And I am. And the Working Man Blues, Tommy Emmanuel's song, and which actually was written by Merle Haggard. But Tommy Emmanuel, I've always been a great person, a loving Tommy Emmanuel. He's from Australia, and he is, I think, thought of as the best guitar player, perhaps, in the world, because he can really play his guitar.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna get a friend up here. Look out, it's dangerous, Bob Littell. With his dangerous hop. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Got anything to say there, Bob? Just said it all. Well, it's a big job, just getting by with nine kids and a wife. I've been a
working man, dang near all my life, and it's born working. Long my two hands are fit to you. And I drink my beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues. Well, I keep my nose on the grindstone and work hard every day. Might get a little tired on the weekend. After I blow my pay, I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drink my beer in a tavern and sing a little of the working man blues. Sometimes I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. Throw my bills out the window, and catch a train to another town, and I go back work. Drop by my kids a brand new pair of shoes. And I drink my beer in a tavern and see a little bit of the working man blues. Here comes a working man, baby. Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. And I drink my beer in the tavern and sing a little bit of these working men. With the crew, I drink my beer out here and drink a little bit of these working man blues. And I drink my beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues.
On a cold, dark night, there was someone killed 'neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die." I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold was high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
He was headed into town. He floored that 389 and we roared through the night. He's doing 90 down the yellow line when he ran that traffic light. Oh, oh, he ran that traffic light. He backed off the accelerator. Oh, when he saw my face was white, he said, son, I didn't mean to make you so nervous and uptight. But this road don't have no traffic, so I always run that light. Now it's just a habit, but it started out of spite. Because they had no business putting that thing there, shining late at night in the middle of nowhere. And so it's pedal to the metal when I see it turning red. I hate that traffic light, I run it every chance I get. I hate that traffic light, I run it every chance I get. Said that light went up when they built the mini mall to help with the congestion that comes with urban sprawl. But that mall's an empty eyesore now, nothing there at all. The window's covered up by boards and cracks in all the walls. Oh, there's cracks in all the walls. Now when this GTO was new back in 65, there were no malls to spoil your view. There was freedom in a drive. But now the only freedom that I feel is when that light turns red. The freedom not to touch my brakes, but to hit the gas instead. Because they had no business putting that thing there, shining late at night in the middle of nowhere. So it's pedal to the metal when I see it turning red. I hate that traffic light, I run it every chance I get. I hate that traffic light, I run it every chance I get. We headed back to my car with some gas in a can. He said, son, I don't like breaking laws, I'm a solid citizen. But you saw me break one tonight, then the former roll kicked in. He said, you're gonna see me break it twice, and he ran that light again. Yes, he did, yes, he did, he ran that light again. And he dropped me off, and I watched the tail lights of his GTO heading out of sight, back up that country road. And out of regard for my new friend, and just for pure delight, I cranked my car and I followed him
And we ran that traffic light because they had no business putting that thing there, shining late at night in the middle of nowhere. So it's pedal to the metal when I see it turning red. I hate that traffic light, I'm running every chance I get. I hate that traffic light, I'm running every chance I get. I hate that traffic light, I run it every chance I get. I hate that traffic light, I run it every chance I get.
Before I get Woody Snodder on the line, I should tell you they're listening to Richmond, Greasy Coat, Starvation at Hell Creek, a medley from Ken Clodner and Alky Baker's 2011 record, Out of the Wood. All right, we'll get Woody right with you.
Hello, Roots listeners and Whiskey Before Breakfast listeners. We are in the middle of a set of music that the one and only Woody Snyder has picked out for us. Woody Snyder held down the chair in the WVUD Tuesday Roots program for over 10 years, and it's an honor to get you on the air with us, Woody, here in Pennsylvania, Tennessee, West Virginia, Delaware, all the places you can hear our program. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's a joy to be with you.
And here is what you just heard. Woody first picked out Tommy Emmanuel doing a live version of Working Man Blues from his 2008 Center Stage Live record. And then you picked out a classic from Lefty Frizzell.
Yeah, Long Black Veil. Lefty Frizzell was always one of my great old country favorites. I liked Lefty quite a bit. And the Long Black Veil, it's a little bit of a sad song.
What do you mean, a little bit of a sad song, Woody? It's a sad song, point blank.
It's maybe more than a little bit of a sad song. It's a really sad song. But nevertheless, Lefty Frizzell has always been very high on my chart, even though he's not been with us live, but he certainly was. He has a great inventory of great music that they have played with Lefty Frizzell.
And then I mentioned that you've got the song from a wonderful duo, Robin and Linda Williams, because that's what you played next.
Yeah, I like them, and I really like the song. It's a fun song, Traffic Light. It's Robin and Linda Williams, I guess they're from the Virginia area, but they've done so many albums. I don't know, 20. I couldn't even figure out how many they have, but this Traffic Light is a fun song, and because it has the red light, and he just says, just go through it. Don't worry about it. It's probably not a good thought for people who drive cars these days, but this one, you just go through.
Linda's recovering from shoulder surgery, but I think Robin and Linda Williams will be back on the road again very, very soon. Then you picked out a wonderful bluegrass singer, the one and only Claire Lynch. What did she sing for people?
Yeah, Sweetheart, Darling of Mine. What a great song. She's actually, I actually looked it up. She's actually 67 years old, and what a great, beautiful voice does she have. It's not only is it a Sweetheart, Darling of Mine a great song, but she has a terrific band. And Jim Hurst, I'm sure you know Jim Hurst, and what a great bluegrass player and the bands that they have.
Well, I will say one other thing about that Claire Lynch song. She co-wrote that. And that was from her old 1997 album, Silver and Gold, the song she co-wrote with Pamela Hayes. Well, you've got a classic old Lonesome River Band song lined up that I'm going to use to play a new Lonesome River Band song after you've done that. So, folks, you're going to hear a double shot of the Lonesome River Band. What did you pick out, Woody?
I picked out the beautiful song Mary Ann. The Lonesome River Band has always been one of my favorite bluegrass bands, and they've been around here for a long time, I believe, 40 years. And I think that the Lonesome River Band has been kind of hanging together. And they are an excellent bluegrass band. And just enjoy listening to their stuff. And this one, I think Mary Ann was somewhere around the year 2000.
Correct.
I think they published it.
Yeah, they did. And it's a lot of bluegrass bands have done it, but this is one of the best versions out there. Woody, this has been fantastic fun. I'm so glad that I got you on the line and you're sharing this music with the people.
Well, thank you. It's a joy to do it. And you start off with someone like Tommy Emmanuel and you end up with a beautiful song like Mary Ann. And with all the stuff that we did in between. It's really a great day to have music like this on the air.
Thanks again, Woody. And all right, folks, we're going to have a double shot from the Lonesome River Band. And first up is what Woody's picked out. A song from the year 2000, Mary Ann, right here on the Roots program and Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Well, there's a girl on my mind I can't get over. That would break the heart of any man. Without her, things would fall. Understand. it's no matter if I live to be 100. There'll always be a place in my heart for Mary Ann. Somewhere in a world that can't be found, just to think of her still tears me down. And if teardrops were pennies, then I'd be a wealthy man. From the tears that I cried for Mary Ann. So I'll just keep touching up my gray hair, living hope someday she'll understand. Well, it's no if I live to be 100, there'll always be a place in my heart for Mary Ann. Oh, it's no matter if I live to be 100, there'll always be a place in my heart. Mary Ann.
Well, the dust ain't settled since she pulled up, driving like the Dickens in her daddy's old truck. Every man and boy's looking from the corner of his eye. Ain't she a dream? Tell me, ain't she a sight? She's been a tomboy since she could walk. She could run like a deer and throw a curveball. Play with no little girl toys. She just wanted us to treat her like one of the boys.
And way down deep in those wild blue eyes, you can see it as clear as crystal. Look at that swing. She's poured like butter in her faded old jeans. She ain't looking for a man, and ain't it a shame? Oh, but even if you caught her, she'd be too hard to tame. When you look into those wild blue eyes, you can see it as clear as crystal. A pistol.
You might drink a few and shoot some pool with her on a Friday night. Don't you put no moves on her, buddy, she'll punch out your light. She's a pistol. See it as clear as crystal.
I just got back from the frozen Midwest. Step out of the taxi cab at the airport up there in Minnesota. Said about two sentences. These folks saw the grits flying out of my mouth. They said, you're not from around here, are you?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from down western North Carolina, back in the Appalachian Mountains.
All right. I know where that is. It's where all that moonshining and inbreeding goes on, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how about singing this little song about moonshine?
I don't sing about sacred subjects. Tell you what I'll do, though. Sing a song about that other half of the culture. That's the inbreeding portion.
Always like to do this song early on. Elma Turtle is a beautiful girl. I'd love to have her for my wife. She's just the kind of a woman who could make me happy for the rest of my life. But my daddy said, son, there's something you don't know. It's something I think you oughter. Now, Elma Turtle is a beautiful girl, but son, she's my daughter. Whoops. Well, Alice Green is a beautiful thing. I'd love to have her for my wife. And she's just the kind of a woman who could make me happy for the rest of my life. But my daddy said, son, there's something you don't know. It's something I think you oughter. Now, Alice Green is a beautiful thing, but son, she's my daughter.
Ain't no laziness or hookworm in my family.
I've been all around the whole darn county like a buck hunting for a doe. But it seems every girl I'd like to marry is a wild oat daddy sowed. So I went to my mama with my head hung down, and she asked me what the matter could be. I told her my problem, and she took my hand and said, son, now listen to me. You see, your daddy was such a good-looking young man, and like an eager young stallion horse. His blood ran hot, so you can't blame him for letting Mother Nature take her course. But you got no reason to be upset. Don't you worry, don't fret, don't bother. You see, your daddy ain't your daddy, though he thinks he is, so you can marry whoever you want her.
Killed a man with three rows of meat, the truth to you I'll tell. He drew first, but I was faster, and I buried him where he fell. Oedipus Rex, Oedipus Rex, another sad story of a death and sex, where you killed your pa and you married your ma. They don't even do that in Arkansas. Saw the riddle and I killed the Sphinx, and I saved the whole damn town. Some dirty runner had murdered the king, and the queen and I boogied on down. Oedipus Rex, Oedipus Rex, you're the one no one suspects, cause you killed your pa and you married your ma. They don't even do that in Arkansas. Oedipus, Oedipus, come here quick, there's a plague that's a-coming on down. The gods say the man that murdered the king is a-living right here in town. Call the blind man, get him here fast, cause he'll know what to do. Oedipus, Oedipus, you better get right, cause a murdering man was you. Oedipus Rex, Oedipus Rex, how could a guy get so